Today's mailbag is from Bianca. I work a hybrid schedule. I am home 3 days a week and I am in the office 2 days for most weeks. It's so much easier to grab the portable Friday workbox that I set up for the week to take to the office, and I know that I'll have everything I need. No more being in the office and realizing the thing I need to work on today is at home.
Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about, is there an organization finish line? And the answer is yes and no. So back when we started the research for Organize 365, in the first research study that we did, I honestly just wanted to prove that women were doing all the work. And that is not what I found at all. And this is the awesome part of doing academic level research. The amount of thought and vigor and research and discussion that goes into creating the studies that are deployed in order to get more information to figure out what is actually going on inside of American homes. Like, we don't know because we've never asked. And our only point of view is what we hear in the media and what we see on TV shows and what we ourselves actually experience in our own homes. And so when we did our first research studies for Organize 365, we found some amazing things. One of which is that 87% of Americans believe organization is a learnable skill. We ask that in every single study we do, and we always have the same results. 87% of Americans believe organization is a learnable skill. That's great. What does that mean? What does it mean to be fully organized? Who's ever defined what it is? Does anyone actually ever feel like they've finished and achieved organization? And if so, how do you know? Like, how do you know that you are organized? What does it mean to be organized? So when we did our last academic study that we've done to date, I really wanted to answer that question. Like, what is home organization? And do we feel like we have accomplished that in the areas of our life? So just quick in a nutshell, if you haven't heard this before, I've defined home organization as four categories of organization. Personal organization, which is your closet, your part of the bathroom, your part of the bedroom, your car or transportation, your purse or your backpack. Are those areas in your personal life organized? 15% of Americans said yes, which means 85% of Americans said no. Next, storage areas. You know, your internal prepaid store. Are your storage areas in your house organized? The basement, the attic, the shed, offsite storage, the garage, are those areas organized? 14% said yes, which means 86% said no. Okay, how about paper organization? Is your paper organized? 18% said yes, which means 82% said no. And then the last category is family and communal space organization, which is family rooms, living rooms, dining rooms, shared bathrooms, kitchens, laundry rooms. Are those organized? 13% said yes, which means 87% said no. This is a huge problem. This is a huge problem because if 87% of Americans believe organization is a learnable skill, and yet those same Americans, 87% said they're not organized, well, you know what happens when you're at home and you have these two separate thoughts and you think it's a learnable skill, but yet I have not achieved it. You start to think that the problem is with you. And I'm here to say the problem is not with you. The problem is we do not have a good way to learn the skill of organizing, and we don't know what it means to be done. Like, you know if you learned your multiplication facts. You know if you finished fifth grade. Like, there are clear demarcers that say that you have accomplished this thing or you have not accomplished this thing. But we don't have that in home organization. So I've been speaking at some of the homeschool conventions, which I have loved doing. I love teaching on the podcast. I love teaching in real life. I just love it. And in the presentations that I do, I pull together a bunch of the stories that I share here on the podcast. And one of the stories that I share when I'm talking about these statistics of home organization and the fact that we all have Swiss cheese organizing, where we all get a burst of energy and we say, this Saturday we are going to take back this house and we are going to get everything organized. And everyone in the audience laughs because they have done the same thing as you probably have as well. And we say, I'm going to start in the kids' bedrooms, which is the last place that you want to start, because we all know that's going to need to be reorganized and recleaned next weekend. Like, the amount of organization that you can get done in a child's bedroom, the longest that's ever going to last is 7 days. So if you put all of your awesome organizing energy into organizing children's spaces that are going to get disorganized in 7 days, you just feel like you're shoveling snow in a snowstorm. Like, you do not make any traction. You don't make any long-term progress. And I realized this myself in my own personal life. And I started to realize that the order in which you attack organizing your home is more important than the amount of organizing you get done in one session or one weekend. I'm going to say that again. The order in which you attack organizing your home is more important than the amount that you get done in any one area in one weekend. And the reason why is because organization is a learnable skill, and you can have an organized house, but it's going to take 18 months to 3 years. No, it's not popular, but it takes 18 months to 3 years to get out of debt, to have a better wellness plan, to make a new level in your job, transformation takes time. And becoming an organized person who lives an organized life that needs regular maintenance and is not a every weekend is now going to be a new project of getting organized takes time. And the order in which you attack this is important. So when you, and I've said this before, when you decide that you are going to organize the storage areas of your home, garage, shed, basement, attic, it's going to take time, right? Like, everything you didn't know what to do with or aren't sure if you still want it or is broken, you shoved in those locations for a future time. And now that future time is here. And you can't get it done in a weekend. Like, there's no storage room that you can get done in a weekend. Like, it's too much work. Unless you get the whole family helping you and you mentally have already made most of the decisions and now you're just using brute force labor. Then yeah, maybe you can get the storage room done in a weekend. And then you'll be exhausted. And there's still the garage and the shed and the attic. And you know what I'm talking about. This is a commitment. This is a transformative time in your life. This is a undertaking of learning the skill of organizing, just like you would learning a foreign language or getting any other degree that you want to get or any other skill that you want to acquire. And once you understand that it is going to take time, there's actually a relief in that. There's a relief in knowing that, okay, this is going to take a certain amount of time. I am going to give myself the gift of this certain amount of time, and I am going to put all of my time, talents, and treasures towards achieving this goal. That's what I'm doing with the PhD. Like, you cannot get a PhD in the nooks and crannies of your life. That is very clear to me. It was clear to me before I even started signing up. I am carving out 25 to 30 hours every week for 4 years straight in order to get a PhD. That is not going to happen by accident. That is going to require me to say no to a lot of things I want to say yes to. That is going to require my family seeing my time differently. Like, there's a lot of transformation of me that is going to happen in 4 years as I become a doctor, but also in how I use my home and how I use my time and I just can't do more. I can't do something differently. So if you decide that you are going to become an organized person and live an organized life, and you've committed to learning the skill of organization, then once you make that mental shift, as in like, okay, this is a thing that I need to learn, then the order in which you go about doing that is important. The storage room is a great place to start, because when you organize a storage room, and on average, I mean, 2 months, 2-3 months, you can get a storage space done. Now, if you are doing your family's farmhouse and it has 60 years worth of items there and you're also settling an estate, it might take you a year. Like, no two storage rooms are created equally. But for the most part, with repeated effort, you can get a storage space organized in a couple of months. And you can do it in a couple of hours a week. It doesn't have to be like I'm doing it full-time, unless you know it's a full-time endeavor. Once you get that storage room organized, and by organized, I mean you're going to go ahead and buy the shelves, and you're going to put in the plastic shelving, and you're going to put in the right bins so that it is maintainable, and it is organized so that you know where everything is and you want everything that you have. And when other people go in the storage room, they can see what there is. They can borrow stuff or use stuff and return stuff. And there is a place to put it back. That storage room with regular maintenance will stay organized forever. It will stay organized forever. And I say that because when you put shelving units in a storage area and you put the right bins on those shelving units, absolutely, you are going to have to maintain that storage room probably 3 times a year, 2-3 times a year. I'm getting ready to do mine right now. It's a hot mess because everyone's been shoving stuff in there. No one's been putting anything back where it goes. But I promise you, I will get it from looking like it is totally overrun to completely organized again in 90 minutes or less. And I do that a couple times a year. Like, it's not a magical room in which you're never going to have to sweep it again or straighten it again. But straightening a storage room for 90 minutes to 3 hours, 2 or 3 times a year, is not the same as taking 2 to 3 months to make all of those decisions, is not the same as taking 2 to 3 months to make all of those decisions and set up the initial organization of a storage room. So you could see how if you take the time to create a storage room that is an internal prepaid for store, that will serve you forever. It will serve you forever. And then you could say, is your storage room organized? Yes. I didn't say, is your storage room perfect? Can you put it on Pinterest? Do you want to have it in a reality TV show? I said, is your storage room organized? And I think that that is the actual point of this podcast. Is the original question was, is there an organization finish line? And the answer is yes. But not if you think the finish line is perfectionism, or if you think it is to have your space in a TV show or in a magazine. That is perfection. We have another podcast where we've talked about being a person of excellence and not a perfectionist. And as long as you have embraced that and you realize that you are a person of excellence, then absolutely, you can reach the finish line and you can declare this space is organized. Secondarily, the reason why I created these different categories of organization, personal organization, family organization, storage organization, and paper organization, is because I wanted to create almost like, you know, grade levels where you could say like, okay, I'm choosing to enroll in the personal organization course, and it is on average, you know, 6 to 12 weeks in order to get through all of your personal organization exactly how you want it, including your morning, afternoon, and evening routines, and really feeling like, yep, I am on top of my stuff. My morning routine, my getting ready in the bathroom, my evening routine, where I sleep, my clothes, my purse and backpack, my transportation, like my food, my like, I gave myself the gift of time to figure out what I need to be the best person I could be in this phase, in this season of my life. Can you be personally organized? Yes. Can you hit that finish line? Yes. I think I personally have to revisit my personal organization 3 times a year. I do it in the fall, I do it in January, and I do it in May. And each time, it takes me a weekend usually. I usually spend about a weekend, and I look at the foods that I'm eating and make sure they're still serving me. I go through my closet and see if there's anything new that I need for the next season. I clear out anything that I either didn't wear or I did wear this season, but it's kind of worn out and it's not going to make it another year. I go through my morning and evening routine. I go through my supplements. I go through my beauty routine. And I just kind of clean it all up and I order like what I need for the next 120 days, especially now with the PhD. I don't order once a month. I order what I need for 4 months at a time, so I don't even have to worry about it. Like, I know what supplements I'm going to take. I just buy 4 months worth at a time. So I do personal organization. I maintain my personal organization the weekend that I do planning day, because I do planning day for my family, and then I make sure that I have everything that I need for the next 120 days. Personal organization, storage organization, when you invest that, you know, 2 to 3 months in each, they will stay organized for a long, 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 long time. You will not need to redo your personal organization in more than just a weekend of time unless you go through a new golden window. Like, you're going to move, you take a new job, you have a baby, you have a big milestone birthday. Then you might be doing like, all right, it's time to like really go through everything again. But for the most part, your personal organization, when you take, you know, 2-3 months to get it where you want it to be, it will stay that way for on average 5 to 10 years. That's a long time. Paper organization. When you organize your paper, it will stay organized for, 5 years, 10 years, and some of it for a lifetime. To really, truly ditch the filing cabinet, make your binders, fill out all the workbooks, it's going to take anywhere from 2 to 3 months to a year, depending on how much paper you have. But once you have that done, I typically I go through my binders once a year for sure. And I go like page by page through there and see if there's anything I need to take out. Usually that takes, a couple hours per binder. And every 6 to 12 weeks, I take all of the papers that are in my Sunday basket that I have in a slash pocket labeled for binders. And I just add them to the binders. I don't always even put them in the right sheet protectors. I might just put them in the slash pockets that are in the binder. And then I just make it like prettier when I do it once a year. Again, going back to that, am I trying to have perfect binders? No. Like, my binders will never be perfect. They will never have every single piece of information they need to have for my family to do absolutely everything with no work on their part. But are they excellent? Do they have about 80% of what they need? Yes. That's my standard. Like, if I could give you an 80% head start on all of our paperwork, if anything happens to me, like, what a gift. What a huge gift that is. But no, it's never going to be 100% done. Because that's, we're still living. We're still, like, experiencing all the things that you need to then add to the binder. And then the last area of, is there an organization finish line? Now is when we talk about the family spaces and the kids. So just to recap, when I'm asking, are you organized? Is there an organization finish line? Most of us start to organize what we see, which are the family spaces and our kids. And what I'm saying is the order to actually living an organized life are the hidden spaces and the invisible work that other people don't see, but actually have much more of an impact on your day-to-day life, which are your personal organization, your storage organization, and your paper organization. And when those areas are completely organized, and not perfectly organized, but mostly organized, and you can say that, yes, those are organized, and they are at a spot where I know that I don't need to go down to my storage room again for another 3 months. I know that I don't need to go through that binder page by page for another 11 months. I know that I'm going to go through my closet again next season. So they are good enough for now. I am organized in those areas. Then we put our focus on family and kid spaces. And for the most part, those first three areas I already talked about, you can organize without any family interaction at all. If you take over organizing the papers, it's very rare that someone in the family is going to say, I wanted to do that, or I was going to do it differently. No, they don't. Like, storage room, They don't even go there. Like they don't even know what's in there. So you can do whatever you want in the storage room. Nobody's in your closet messing up your clothes. Like these are all areas that you have pretty much 100% control over. And you can organize them any way that you want in any time frame that you want. Now, when you get to the family and kid organizing, I want to level set our expectations. These spaces in your home, if they can stay organized for more than 1 week at a time, like that's like PhD level organization. Like these are the most used spaces in our home. They involve multiple people, multiple passions, ability levels, expectations, people. They just involve people. Everything's harder when it deals with people. Manage your expectations. I used to organize these spaces to perfection. And then I was frustrated when our family tried to live in our family spaces. Have you ever done that? I feel bad about it, kind of. But I'm like, I just organized all the Legos by color. How dare you want to pour them all together on the floor again? Like, why did I do that? Why do we do these things? And I think we do them because we're trying to create order out of chaos. We're trying to control our lives, and we're trying to get more time and be more productive. And if you still have work to do on your personal organization, storage organization, and paper organization, I say take that time and frustration and put it in those areas, because the return on your time investment is going to be tenfold. No one wants to do those spaces. And also, you're the one that needs to find things in the pre-paid storage room or in the binders that you just created, or to get dressed in the morning so that you can do whatever you need to do. So once you get those three spaces organized, then head on over to the family and the kid spaces. And your goal here is that you declutter whatever is not serving you in this phase and season of life, and you create more easily maintainable systems. That's it. You get rid of what you don't need and try to make it so it takes less time to clean up at the end of the night. And if whatever you're doing is going to make it easier to clean up at the end of the night and reduce the amount of decision-making that you have to make in this phase of life, that's a win. That's organized. You're done. I mean, label it if you want, but I never did. You don't have to label it. It doesn't have to look cute. It doesn't have to be color-coded. No one else even needs to understand what the organization system is. They'll follow it. Go ahead and go through every space and get rid of what you don't need, but then make room for all the things that are just left around. Like if your kids have piles in the family room, then get each of your kids a basket and put the stuff in a basket. Like don't try to stop living your life in each of the family spaces that you have. Make your space match your phase of life. So this podcast is coming out as we're going into summer. In summer, your kids are not in school if you have children. So where you used to have a backpack drop zone, now you need a swimsuit and towel drop zone. You need a laundry basket full of fun water activities that they can play in the backyard. Like they're going to do these things anyway. So proactively figure out how you can corral these things in a way in which you're happy with the aesthetic that you're living with. And aesthetic is important because almost everything that you see on the internet for a home organization solution is actually a decorating solution. It's not actually about organizing. Sure, it's a really cute basket that organizes outside activities, but a lot of times we get caught up in how cute the basket is and forget that we need more outside activities because we are the camp counselor. So find solutions that work for this phase of life that match your design aesthetic, but don't create organization solutions that are decorator and make the space look great, but you don't feel organized. Organization is not an aesthetic, it's a feeling. And if you know where all of your stuff is and you can clean up your spaces quickly and easily, then you're organized and you can declare yourself organized. So one of the great things that came out of the first study that we did in understanding what housework was we created this second study about home organization, which forced me to define what is home organization and how do you know when you've reached the finish line. And there are actually four finish lines. There's a finish line for personal organization, another one for storage organization, another one for paper organization, and a final one for family and communal space organization. And then you can add on work organization, kid organization. Create your own benchmarks. Create your own finish lines and give yourself the gold star. Like, we are not going for perfection. We are going for excellence. And when you have a space that is excellently organized, that stays pretty much maintained 80% of the time, and that you can pick it up quickly when people are coming over, and you can maintain it quickly throughout the year, you can declare yourself organized. And that is your finish line.